بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. What are the qualifications of those who are able to do intercession for the people? And are they, I mean, naturally they must not be, I mean, ordinary people. They must be some people with highly qualified ones, without any sins in their, let's say, lifetime. And these kind of things, maybe it's my own and first, estimate that they can be among the infallibles only. Do we have any, in fact, Quranic evidence in this regard or from traditions to clarify the issue for us?
Yeah, we have different groups who are able to intercede, and they are not only infallibles. Of course, they are among the highest ones. We have the prophets. We have the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the Ahlul Bayt, angels,
even angels.
Angels that Quran says they do istighfar for believers. They repent and ask Allah subhanahu wa taala for forgiveness. This is shafa'a. They're
true.
Asking for forgiveness for the believers. And for example, the children of Yaqub ask their father to ask for forgiveness for them. In fact, he's doing a kind of intercession for them.
But angels are doing istighfar in the time that, I mean, the man is in this material world or the time that he's in the hereafter?
You ask for intercession here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, In fact, the place that intercession
works is there,
but we can prepare the, the premises and introductions here.
True.
The hadith says that shuhada, the martyrs, have this right to intercede. Some ulama have this right. Those who are pure servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So these people have the right to intercede.
www.voiceislam.com